The oldest piece of Roman literature we have is a collection of comedies. Only two earlier writers are known to us, and of their work a few lines is all that is left. Not only Latin literature, but our own direct knowledge of Rome have their source in comedy, and that not of a rude, popular sort, but sophisticated, a true comedy of manners. The fact, seldom meditated upon, is a little disturbing. We all have our idea of the Romans, implanted by education, by many books, an indomitable people, stern and steadfast and serious beyond all others. It is disconcerting that the fountainhead of our knowledge should be the very reverse of all this. Our knowledge of the proper beginning for the literature of the mistress of the world would be something martial and stirring, old ballads of valiant men and warlike deeds, with spirited bards to sing them, culminating in a great epic, a Latin Iliad. But it actually begins, as far away from that as the wide realm of letters allows, in a series of comedies which are avowedly founded upon the popular Greek comedy of the day. No other great national literature goes back to an origin borrowed in all respects. In Greece, the development was the natural one, from songs and stories handed down by word of mouth and added to through unknown ages. There was a spontaneous desire in the people, the farmers, shepherds, fighting men, for imaginative